The Gemara says in Daf Dalam and Beis that Rav Asi was Mavdol Miyamatum Lechaber. Rav Asi would make Havdalah on a 2-day Yom Tov after the first night of Yom Tov going into the second night of Yom Tov because he held it was two Kedushas. And the question is, if Rav Asi did that, why don't we do that? Why don't we make Havdalah after the first night of Yom Tov going into the second night of Yom Tov? Lechaber, we also hold it's two Kedushas and there's a Chiyav Havdalah. What happened to that Chiyav Havdalah? And if Rav Asi did it, why don't we do this? So Abulchanan over here in Kevachurim asks this kasha, and Abulchanan says maybe the pshat could be like this. Maybe we rely on the Havdalah that we do at the end of the second day of Yom Tov, and that will work for the first day of Yom Tov as well, and therefore we don't need to make Havdalah after the first day of Yom Tov. Why didn't Rav Asi do that? Because he says as a machlekes in the Gemara Avrei Psachim, if a person misses Havdalah on Shabbos, how long do you have to make it up? One mandamer says you have 3 days, which is what we hold. One mandamer says you only have 1 day. So we hold la halacha that you have 3 days, so we wait till after the second day of Yom Tov. Maybe Rav Asi held like the mandamer that you only have 1 day, and therefore he couldn't wait till the second day of Yom Tov to be mavdol then, so he had to be mavdol right away. But we have the luxury of waiting till the end of Yom Tov, so we don't need to be mavdol on Yom Tov. That's what he wants to say to answer this kasha. But then Rav Chanan says maybe that's not a good sushtal, because maybe this that the Gemara says you have 3 days, that's talking about Shabbos. But Shabbos is a svar to say that Shabbos extends for 3 days into the coming week, as the Gemara says over there. But when it comes to Yom Tov, you don't have that svar. The Yom Tov doesn't extend into the next week. So maybe by Yom Tov you don't have 3 days. Maybe you don't even have 1 day. It's not clear how much time you have at all on Yom Tov. So to say that you could wait till 2 days after Yom Tov is not so pashut. We don't have a riot to that from the Gemara. So he sort of ends off with a tzarachian, whether you could wait to the second day of Yom Tov. Is that enough for the Din Tashlum on Yom Tov or not? But then he brings him the Ramah. The Ramah is a Rishon from the Igros HaRamah, where the Ramah is bothered with this kasha, the one we make Havdalah on the first day of Yom Tov, and he says, Beferish, like Rav Chanan wanted to say, that we rely on the Havdalah of Matzi Yom Tov, of Yom Tov Sheni, and it's clear from the Ramah that you do get Tashlumin for Yom Tov more than 1 day, at least 2 days, perhaps even three. That Lechera would be Beferish in the Ramah, that would be a teres of this kasha. Now the problem is, in this Ramah, Lechera, you can ask a kasha on Rabbi Kiveger. Rabbi Kiveger in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Reish Tzadi Tes, in the Halachas of Havdalah, and that halacha where the Shulchan Aruch paskins and when you miss Avdal on Shabbos, you get 3 days. Rabbi Kiveger is mesupik. How long do you get by Yom Tov? He says, it's not clear if you get 3 days. Maybe that's only by Shabbos, not by Yom Tov. And he says, by Yom Tov, maybe you only get 1 day. And then he says, maybe you don't get any tashlumin at all. Maybe you have to do it on Yom Tov, and once you miss it, you miss it. So he has a tzad to say there's no tashlumin at all, perhaps only 1 day. He's not sure if you could even go past 1 day. From this Ramah, we have a Beferish Raya, not like Rabbi Kiveger. He assumed as Davar Pashut that not only do you get more than 1 day, but you get 2 days, you could wait all the way to the second day of Yom Tov, and that Lechair would be a Raya to be patient, the Suffolk of Rabbi Kiveger, that you do get more than 1 day by Yom Tov, you get at least 2 days. But Lefir Bikveger, who doesn't say that, Bikveger seems to have a tzad, he might not get any Tashlumin at all, so it's Hadra Kusha Leduchta. We're back to the original question, so why don't we make Havdalah on the first day of Yom Tov, like Rav Asi did, and we can't rely on Havdalah that we do on the second day of Yom Tov. That will work for the second day, but we can't use that for the first day because it's possible that the first day of Yom Tov has no Tashlumin at all. So what do we do with that Chiyav Havdalah of the first day? So I think that perhaps Rabbi Kiveger might be going to Shitasa and he bavarns this kasha. If you look in the Gilyan Hashas over here, Rabbi Kiveger is mitzayin on those words of Rav Asi Mavdol Miyamatov Lechaber. He says, Ayin Ritva Sukha Daf Mevav Mevav to Bemaskal Behilchasa. Look in the Ritva and Sukha Daf Mevav to Bemaskal Behilchasa. And if you look at that Ritva, it's very fascinating. He actually answers this kasha. I think there's a printing mistake. It says Daf Mem Vav. It's supposed to be Daf Mem Zayin. But the Ritva over there is going on the Gemara by Shmini Atzeres. It's a shine the Gemara of Mesev Yasvinam, Bruchilam Mevarchinon. That's how we come out la'alacha. We sit in the Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres, but we do not make a bracha. Why don't we make a bracha? Because that would be a zolzol in Yom Tov, in Yom Tov Shein, in Yom Tov. If you're going to say that it's Shmini Atzeres, and it's really not, then you're being mezalzol in the Yom Tov, and therefore we sit in the Sukkah, but we're not going to make a bracha. So the Ritva says in that, Va'asiyo de lo kravasi, that Gemara is going not like Ravasi over here in our Sugya and Bayad, Amr Mavdol and Makadosh Mil Matum Lechavri. He holds you could be Mavdol at the end of the first day Yom Tov. Lo chayish lezuzul de Yom Tov. Yom Tov Sheni, Ravasi is not worried about the zuzul of Yom Tov Sheni. Va'akai Malon, delay sechos kravasi, and we see from here that we don't pass like Ravasi. So the Ritva is saying that when the Gemara says we're not going to make a bracha on Shmini Atzeres because it's a zuzul of Yom Tov to call it Shmini Atzeres, that's not like Rav Asi, because the fact Rav Asi made Havdalah is a raya that he wasn't concerned with being Mezal Yom Tov Sheni. He's willing to be Mavdol even though it's Yom Tov Sheni. And that Gemara in Sukkah is arguing on Rav Asi, and we hold like the Gemara in Sukkah, not like Rav Asi. We hold it Lo Mevachinon because it's a Zolzon Yom Tov, and that is Lechara how Rabbi Kiveger is saying that would be the Teretz to us why we don't make Havdalah after the first day of Yom Tov, even though Rav Asi did, because Rav Asi was not concerned about Zilz and Yom Tov, but we hold like the Gemara in Sukkah and Dafim Zayin that comes out that you don't make a bracha on Shmini Atzeres, we are concerned with Zilzal, and therefore we don't make Havdalah. And Lechay the Pshad is, like I think the Chassam Sefer explains, Masbi like this, that because there's a problem of Zilzal, Chachamim are never Misakin Achi of Havdalah to begin with, and for the first day of Yom Tov, and that would be a Hezbein Rabbi Kiveger, being that he can't learn the Yaitzah with Havdalah the second day Yom Tov because it might be past the Din Tashlumin, so he can learn that there's no Chi of Havdalah at all because it's also like the Ritva says in Sukkah.